Let's discuss. We'll start with the whole discussion about Kiddush on Shavuos. So, Masas Binyamin, Magen Avraham begins, Tav Sadi Dal quotes the Masas Binyamin, that there's an inyan of not making Kiddush on Shavuos early because of Tmimus. That's the opinion of the Masas Binyamin. Specifically, because Shavuos is inyan of Tmimus, so you're not supposed to make Kiddush until after it gets Seis. Because if you make Kiddush before it says, then you're being Mechaseh and Tmimos. And the Shulchan Kodesh quotes this, and the Shulchan explains, I don't talk about davening early. So he says, no, davening is not being Mechaseh in the Yantar of Shavuos. It's specifically making Kiddush that creates a certain Chisaron and Tmimos. Oh, there are more people coming. You guys are here for the share. Okay, fine. Okay, so yeah, we just started like a minute ago. Okay, so I was going to discuss. I don't know if you guys heard. Have you heard shir about the Kiddush on Shavuos before?
Kiddush
on Shavuos, the whole discussion. No. Okay, we'll discuss it then. Okay, so we're discussing the chumra. The Masas Binyamin brings down the chumra not to make Kiddush on Shavuos early, because if you make Kiddush on Shavuos early, you're going to be losing out in the tumus of Sias Omer. So, that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and specifically Kiddush, he doesn't think davening. Now, the Taz there adds that it's even a problem to daven Ma'ariv early on Shavuos night, because you're going to be lacking Tmimos, not only saying Kiddush early, but also davening Ma'ariv is going to be lacking Tmimos, because you're bringing in Shavuos early, and that's causing a Chisaron in the holiday of Shavuos. Sorry, it's causing Chisaron in the holiday, in the Sias Omer. So, the Tziv points out, in Tamek Davar, if you look by the Lashon of the Torah, when it comes to Shavuos, it says Be'etzem Yom Zeh, right? It comes to every Yom Tovim, it says, right, you should celebrate Pesach for this day and each of the Yom Tovim various days. When it comes to Shavuos, it specifically calls the day Be'etzem Yom Zeh. So it says the Torah is telling you that you have to set Shavuos on at the completion of 49 days of the Omer. Why? Because when it comes to every Yom Tovim in the Torah, they're contingent upon a certain calendar date. When it comes to Shavuos, it's contingent upon counting 49 days of Sira. So it's impossible to bring Shavuos in early, because by definition, the holiday of Shavuos isn't going to start until you're done counting Sira Salmeh. That's what the Tziv posits. So the question is there any practical differences between these different approaches? So post can discuss, what about a woman, right? Is a woman allowed to bring in Shavuos early? Because what's the question? Right, a woman's not obligated to Sira Salmeh. So according to the reason Magen Avraham in the Taz, that you're lacking in Tmimos, so then a woman should be able to make Kiddush early Shavuos night, because she didn't have to count Sias Omer. But according to the Netziv, that by definition, Shavuos can't start till 49 days of the Omer are done, because Shavuos is dependent on the 49 days of the Omer being completed, so then even a woman probably shouldn't be allowed to make Kiddush early. So the question is, what are the posts say, Allah Maisa? So if Nassim Gestetner, he has a tshuva about this. He thinks that women should not make Kiddush early Shavuos night. They should wait till after Tseis like men, because the Yantav of Shavuos doesn't start until Tseis. That's what he says. So that's what Nassim Gestetner passing. So another nafkamina that Poskim like to discuss is, what about Yantav Sheni? Because if it's about Tmimos, so we only count Sias Omer the first night, right? There's no Tmimos on the second night. But if you understand that there's a special Gzeiros HaKosov, the Etzem Yom Zeh, the Shavuos can only start after Tseis, then even Yom Tesheni, there's going to be an obligation to, even Yom Tesheni is going to be an obligation to bring in Shavuos later. That's what they like to say. Okay, yeah.
Isn't the Netziv with the Etzem Yom Zeh, if I understood you correctly, based on the fact that it's Telu and Sias Omer?
Yeah.
So Yom Tov Sheni, it's not Telu and Sias
Omer. I'm giving a hazard for the Nesiv. I'm saying you couldn't understand that just the Nesiv understood that Zegzeris, the cause of that Shavuos, is Batsim Yom Zeh. So if you understand like that, so we're going to apply all the dinim of the first day to the second day. Yeah, it's a good point. And then there's a different approach. He saw his tshuva. He's the Rebbe of Erloi, so he says, what's the first machlokes between Rashi and Tosus and Shas? So first machlokes is when are you becoming mitzvah Kriyat Shema? So why is it that the Taz brings down that we can't dive in Ma'ariv on Shavuos night till after Tzeis? So he says, pshat is because night of Shavuos, everyone's up learning. So Rashi says, when we become the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? We become the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of Kriyat Shema Lamita. Well, guess what? You're not going to sleep Shavuos night. So everyone's going to forget to say Kriyat Shema. So therefore, we specifically delay starting Ma'ariv Shavuos night so everyone says Kriyat Shema, because people aren't going to say Kriyat Shema before they go to bed. That's what the Azarius Tshuva, that's what he thinks. Yeah.
It's the first.
It's because Shavuos, and because you're not going to bed, so you're not going to be in the midst of Kriya Shema. No, it's interesting, because the Magen Avraham, actually, the posting point, Machtzis Shekel points out, the Magen Avraham specifically adds, a person should be careful Shavuos night to say Kriya Shema on time. Because according to Magen Avraham, you can't make Kiddush early Shavuos night, but you can still dive in Ma'ariv early. So Magen Avraham specifically had to add that, oh, you should make sure, remember to say Kriya Shema, because you're not going to bed that night. So therefore, a person is supposed to remember to say Kriya Shema specifically. So the Azarus Tshuva says, oh, the best way to do this is just we delay starting Ma'ariv. That's what the Azarus Tshuva, yeah.
What does it do with Rashi and Tosis?
Oh, no, so the first machlokes in chat between Rashi and Tosis is when we become Mitzvah Kriya Shema. So according to Rashi, we fulfill Mitzvah Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Alamita. According to Tosis, you can fulfill Kriya Shema even earlier. According to Tosis is not a question. Only according to Rashi, who says that you fulfill Kriya Shema Alamita, oh, guess what? You're not going to sleep on Shavuos. So therefore, the only time that you're going to be kind of the mitzvah of, so therefore we specifically delayed davening Ma'ariv in order to say Kriya Shema on time. Creative approach of these artists, Tshuva. Now what about, can a woman light candles early? It's we're machmir like the Taz not to daven Ma'ariv early on Shavuos night. What about lighting candles early? Can a woman light candles early? Because Before it says. Oh, okay, so good. That's a good question. Yeah, good question. Okay, so let's discuss it. So on Shabbos, you have to light Shabbos candles before Shabbos starts, because you can't, there's a malacha to light candles. On Yom Tov, the halacha is that you're allowed to light the candles on Yom Tov. Right, so the question is, I mean, there's a separate discussion posting. Is it better to light Yom Tov candles on Yom Tov itself, or is it better to light them before Yom Tov? Why is it better to light them before Yom Tov? So according to the Gra, you only fulfill the mitzvah of kavod on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So if you'd light the candles on Yom Tov, it's also you're kind of losing that aspect of lighting the candles. What's the problem, though, if you're going to be chodesh, right? If you're going to follow this grod out to get the aspect of kavod, lighting the candles early, but the problem is, according to Ashkenazim, it says, machlok between the mechaber and the ramah, let's say normal Friday night, a woman lights candles, does she accept Shabbos for lighting candles? So according to the mechaber, no. But the ramah, based off the behag, Bahag in Hilchos Chanukah says that the reason why we light Chanukah candles before Shabbos candles is because when a woman lights Shabbos candles, or whoever lights Shabbos candles, no, he says, yeah, when a woman lights Shabbos candles, she accepts upon herself Shabbos. You can't subsequently light Chanukah candles. So the Ramah says from there, you see from there that Shabbos, lighting Shabbos candles actually brings in Shabbos. So the question is, so what about Shavuos? Because a woman who lights Shavuos candles, now she's bringing Shavuos. That she's right. If you can't bring Shavuos till it actually gets dark out, so you're kind of stuck. So even though like some guy came up this chumrah, like yeah, a woman shouldn't light candles on Shavuos till like after Tzeis, if Sternbach like went ballistic against it, he's like, this is like ridiculous. That this is not a good chumrah. That right, the chumrah is specifically davening, specifically kiddush. Oh, you're going to tell me there's no Tosefes Yom Tov on Shavuos? No, so there clearly is Tosefes Yom Tov. When it comes to lighting candles, it's not as much of a declaration of declaring the day to be Shavuos as is davening, when you specifically mention Chag HaShavuos or Kiddush, when you specifically mention that Yom Tov. Now, that being said, the posting, this whole discussion, right? There's a different, big machlokes in posting, should a woman say Shachianu when she lights candles, or should she wait to say Shachianu of Kiddush? I mean, forget Shavuos, right? Just in general. So this is a big discussion. So the Minog, the Yaivitzari brings in, the Minog used to be a woman would say, or the Gemara says in Erevin that the woman should say Shachianu, or not, and you should say Shachianu of Kiddush. Right? It's a bracha lakos. And why is it a bracha lakos? Because Shachianu on Yom Tov is really part of Kiddush. Now, the Minog developed that woman would say Shachianu when lighting candles. So what's Pshat this minog? Why did a woman start saying Shachianu and lighting candles? Because according to Ashkenazi, women who assume that lighting candles is your mekabel Shabbos Yontif, so since that's an act of Kabbalah Shabbos Yontif, so then they'd say Shachyan with it, because Shachyan is also an act of Kiddush. So that's kind of where the minhag developed later. So the question is, oh, should you say Shachyan? Because when you say Shachyan, then you're like really accepting upon yourself the Yontif, even though the post Mekel. Shimon Kanevsky says, yeah, if a woman says Shachyan, she should still say Shachyan early on Shavuos, and she doesn't need to be concerned that she's like kind of saying Kiddush early. Like, it's not a problem. Yeah.
So what's this clear that you're allowed to be a Kabbal Yomtov early on Shavuos, and there maybe is a mitzvah to Sephus Yomtov, but you shouldn't mention.
You shouldn't do an outward. The point is still the idea of Tosefus Yontif, just at the same time you shouldn't necessarily declare it Shavuos verbally with your davening or Kiddush, because that like actually makes it as if you're, it's a chumrah. I mean, coronary Kasha, the Masses Binyan lived in the 1400s, 1500s, 1400s, and none of their came up with this idea that you're going to be losing out on Tumimus if you bring Shavuos early. Like, you need the Magen Avraham and the Shla and all the Nosikim and Shofar to come up with this big Kiddush. Like, what did they do in the times of older Yisharim? So clearly this is not a real halacha. I'm saying clearly it's not a real halacha, because if it was, then Yisharim would have mentioned it. Like, you know, it's just some inyan to, like, make Tumimus on Sefer Yomtov. It's clearly not a real halacha. It's not like the end of the world. So they came up with all different chalukim. Like, if you mention Shavuos through Kiddush, if you're davening, so that's like a real declaration of the day. It's like a real bizarre to Sefer Yomtov. If you just accept upon it verbally, you don't really accept. You don't really declare Shavuos. It's not such a problem. Yeah. Good. Okay. So that's in terms of the. That's in terms of the minhag of waiting to accept Shavuos. It seems to be just a chumrah. It's sad the fact that we don't want to make a bizarre to see us only. Yeah.
Is this only Shavuos to the end of Sfiras Omer, or is there some inyan like throughout the night, throughout Sfiras Omer, to not like daven Marv early, make early Shabbos because of?
Oh no, so that's a separate. There's a separate discussion. There's a big shem put the Rishon discuss whether you should count Sfiras Omer as soon as possible. Tumimus is a hitter. Tumimus, like the second nightfall hits, you should count Sfiras Omer. That's a separate discussion in Rishonim. They also deal with Tosefus Shabbos, because. Wait, why is it? It could be there's no din of Tosefus by Sfiras Omer, because Sfiras Omer could be depend on the calendar date. And Prime had a Chiddush that Kedushas, right, Tosefus Shabbos, you can only do Tosefus when it comes to Kedushas Yom. Sfiras Omer is not dependent on Kedushas Yom, so you can't do Tosefus to Sfiras Omer dates.
Meaning, like, if you're from a couple of Shabbos, you could still maybe count.
Yeah. Moshe Fein says the truth. Let's say a person accepts Shabbos an hour early, and they're like, I forgot to count Sfira from the previous night. Can you count Sfira despite the fact that it's the next day? Well, right, you accepted Shabbos. So Moshe says yes, because Sfiras Omer is not dependent on the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's like the Sfira calendar date is not dependent on the Shabbos calendar date. It's not, they're not mutually exclusive, so therefore you can count Sfiras Omer despite the fact that it's Shabbos. That being said, the old Rishonim deal with, there's like eight different terutzim in Rishonim and Achronim to deal with why we can't see us home on the first night of Pesach. Or the first night we can't see us home in Chutzlars is on Pesach. What's the problem? See us home is a steer to Kedushas Pesach. There's like eight terutzim in Rishonim and Achronim to deal with that, but.
Why
Chassidim
and Minhag and Kabbalah to not count
Sfiras
until after the Seder?
It's after the Seder, but I'll very say, because it could be before you make Kiddush and Pesach. Like, it's like less of a chisar, right? The Rive of the Meiri said brings down that when you make count Sfiras and then you're making Mekadosh L'chol, it's worse to be make, right? It's chol. When you person counts the first night of Sfiras Omer, you're saying that it's his chol. Then you make Kiddush, you're going from Kodosh, you're going from chol to Kedusha, so that's good. A person makes Kiddush and says, you're late, so you're like going from Kedusha to Chol, so that's worse. That's what the Meiri says. Okay, there's a lot of other theories in this whole separate sheet. Okay, good? Okay, so let's discuss some of the other inyanim and minhagim of Shavuos. So, we can either discuss, we can either discuss special inyanim of Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos, we can either discuss flowers on Shavuos, we can discuss Ichveis, whatever. We can discuss Lamdas related to Shavuos. The grafting on Shavuos. Okay, so let's discuss the grafting on Shavuos a bit. Okay, so where's the source for placing flowers and grass and shoals on Shavuos. Where does this come from? It comes from the Ariel. The Ariel brings down in his Chag HaShavuos section, this is the mark of most Minhagim Ashkenaz, that they had the Minog to place grass and shoal on Shavuos for Simchas HaRegel. Now, if you look in the Ramah, Simon Tafsai Dal, the Ramah changes two things about this halacha from the Ariel. The Ramah says that we do it simcha for Zecher, Simchas Maimed Har Sinai, and the Ramah also adds that we do it in our houses, not only in Shul. So I have a question. Why did the Ramah change the halacha from the Ariel? Right, the Ariel said we only do it in Shul, and the Ramah added that we even do it in our homes, and the Ariel said that we only do it because of Simchas Yontif, and the Ramah adds, yeah, we're doing it because of Simcha of Maimed Har Sinai. Like, why did the Ramah change both of these aspects of the Ariel? So let's deal with the second question first. So if you think about it, if putting grass in shul and is just about Simchas Yontif, so when else should we do it?
Every Yontif.
Every Yontif. So why do we only do it in Shavuos? So you see from here, probably the Ramah understood that must be something unique to Shavuos that would create a special Simcha. So you understood that, you inferred that must be referring to the Simcha of Maimon Har Sinai. So why did the Ramah say that you should also do it in our homes? Why not only in the shul? So why do you think the Ariel said that you only should put the grass in the shul? Why not our houses? What's pshat? So I think probably the Ariel understood that there's, right, it's a zeich of Maimon Har Sinai. The shul is much more connected to Har Sinai than our homes. Why? Why do we have a bima in the shul? Because the bima is like supposed to be like the Har Sinai. Right, we don't have a bima in our homes. Right, so there's a lot more indications that shul is more resemblance of Maimon Har Sinai. Right, or for another example, right, the Ramban explains that like Har Sinai like is like the Mishkan kind of encapsulated Har Sinai. Right, basically, shul is like a mikdash mat in a certain sense. So like, there's a lot more resemblance between a shul and Har Sinai than your home. So now, real pashtus understood the minog of putting flowers and grass is only limited to the shul. The Ramah though understood, no, why are we doing this? We're doing it simchas as zeicha for the simcha of Maimon Har Sinai. Well, it's just about zeicha for the simcha. I don't think it's like so. You need like to be so. It needs to like literally be like Har Sinai. So like therefore we're only doing the shul. No, it's about the simcha that occurred at Har Sinai. And since you'll think about it when you see the nice flowers in your home, there's no reason why not to do it there as well. Now, if you look at closely at the Shulchan Aruch, this is. You'll see people say this is not correct. Well, Rambam says not correct, and I'll explain what really is correct. So people like to say that there's three reasons for putting out flowers on Shavuos. So reasons number one is because of Simchas Yontif, and reason number two is that it's because it's a Zeich of Maimon Har Sinai. So first of all, that off the bat's wrong, because as I just explained, the Ma'aril, who says about Simchas HaRegel, Pashas meant like the Ramah, that's a Zeich of Maimon Har Sinai, not that there's a separate reason because of Simchas Yontif. And then people like to say, oh, there's a third reason for putting out flowers on Shavuos, because it's the Magen Avraham brings down that there's a minhag to put trees, not flowers, that there's a minhag to put trees and shul in our houses on Shavuos in order that we should remember to daven for trees on Shavuos, because the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah teaches us that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Peros Elon. So what's wrong, this is not a third reason for putting out flowers on Shavuos. This is a completely separate din. According to the Magen Avraham, there's, the Eli Rabbi explains it this way, in Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's two dinim. There's a din of putting out flowers and grass and whatnot. That's a zecher for Maimed Har Sinai. There's a separate din to put out trees on Shavuos. That's in order to remember to daven for the trees. So what's the practical difference between these two? So there comes along the Gra in the 1700s, and the Gra got rid of the minhag of putting trees in shul. Because Chukos Akum. Right, the Christians, on their holiday, put trees in shul. So the Gra got rid of the minhag of putting trees in shul. So I have a question. Where is this idea from the Gra? Right? The fact that the Gra got rid of the minhag of putting trees in shul does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. It appears in Maaser Rav, and it appears in the Chayei Adam quotes from the Gra. So why didn't the Gra comment on the Ramah Shulchan Aruch that we shouldn't, that this is a bad minhag? A little knowledge in Cain?
The Ramah says it's not.
Exactly.
The Ramah is a source in halacha.
What?
The Ramah is a source in halacha and said it's Zecher L'mal Madar Sinai.
Exactly, because the Ramah was only talking about putting out grass in shul. The Magen Avraham was the one who was mechadish putting out the trees. So that, yeah, obviously the Ramah, the Gra wasn't going to comment on the Ramah not to put out the not to. Cause, yeah, the Gra agrees with them. And again, there's a big machlokes amongst the Achronim, amongst the contemporary. The Pashas, the simple understanding of the Gra is that the Gra got rid of the minhag of putting trees in shul. He did not get rid of the minhag of putting flowers and grass and whatnot. That being said, there were a significant number of Gedolei Achronim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, Moshe Feinstein, Shmuel Kamenetsky, and others, and I believe Schechter, if I'm not mistaken, as well, all held that the Gra got rid of everything. Not only did he get rid of the trees, he also got rid of the flowers as well. But if you look carefully at the source of the Gra, a simple understanding of the Gra is that he only got rid of putting up trees. He didn't get rid of the minhag of the flower, yeah.
What does Adam say when he quotes the Gra?
He quotes that the Gra is mevato, the minhag of putting of the trees. He doesn't mention the flowers. The Gra just, not like he got rid of everything. And what gets more complicated is like there's like different conflicting opinions like amongst the Talmidim of the Gra, like what he got. it's a little unclear what exactly happened, but. No, so the Maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Al Yashiv, Rav the Stipler, they all said that according to the Gra, there's no problem with putting up flowers. It's the only problem with putting up trees. I don't know. If you look at the Lashonas of the Gra, that seems to be the simple understanding. That because there's really two dinim. It's not a din of putting up trees and flowers. It's really trees, flowers, and completely two separate dinim. Yeah.
Maybe more involved, not for right now, but the fact that something became a minhag later, does that take it away from if it was a minhag we had first?
Yeah. So the Gra felt that this is not a real minhag. It's like a nice thing to do, but like since it's not a real minhag. Yeah, the Gra, they like to point out the Gra, the Chai Adam points out the Gra's going according to his opinion by Chukos Akum, because the Gra held that anything that the Goyim do, and there's no reason to do, it's also for a Jew to do. We discussed this, like caps and gowns are also according to the Gra for sure. According to many other poskim as well, but yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What
did
the
civil detorium do? I didn't have a choice. Moshe calls out. He calls out Wayo and besides Moshe, he's like, yeah, the Tamar Rebbeinu Al Mashanogim Yeshiva University.
Wow.
He wasn't such a fan.
Besides
Moshe, he brings an oral conversation, so he discusses why he's graduating. He was not happy about it. Let's just say, and he answered it. But okay, anyway. Be that as it may.
Why don't we put out fruit?
Why don't we put out trees? I don't know. I don't know. The Magen Avraham
will go bad if you put them out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It could be more practical reasons. I don't know. Okay, yeah, so that's in terms of the minhag of putting out flowers and shrubs. Okay, so let's discuss there's a lot of other fascinating halachas that are relevant to Shavuos. So I guess we could discuss a bit just the uniqueness of the Haftorah of Shavuos. So what do I mean by this? So what's the Haftorah for the first day of Shavuos? It's Maisim Merkava. It's not a kashla. So Tosos and Megillah brings down that they used to translate three Haftorahs of the year. The Haftorah of first, the Haftorahs of Pesach and the Haftorah of Shavuos. They used to do the Targum. So what's Pshat? And Tosos says that because it's Mefarsim, the Nes Hayom. That the Haftorah of Shavuos is even Mefarsim and they say, so like everyone translated it so like everyone can understand it. And Tosas also brings down that they used to translate, the Rishon bring down, they used to translate two Kriyas HaTorahs a year. They used to translate the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos, and they used to translate the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos Pesach.
You mean the Rishonim after they stopped doing the Targum?
Yeah, after they stopped doing the Targum, and not only did they didn't translate into Aramaic, they translated it into French. And the Master Vitri brings down the minhag in France was that they used to translate the Kriyas HaTorah of Seventh Day Pesach and Shavuos into French.
What were the 12
Torahs? The Haftorah. It's unclear about the first day of Pesach, but they translated the Haftorah of Shri Shal Pesach and the Haftorah of the first day of Shavuos. So let's discuss the uniqueness of these two Kriyas HaTorahs first. So what's like, and Shavuos, what's the Kriyas HaTorah? What's the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos? Aseres HaDibros. So there's a lot of evidence that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is much more. It's not just Stamas. We're actually recreating Maamid Har Sinai through the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos. So let's try to bring some writers for this. So what trope do we use to read the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos?
Tamelion.
What trope do most Ashkenazi shuls, at least until 50 years ago, use to read the Aseres HaDibros on Parshas Yisro?
Tam
Tachton. Right there. You can break up the Aseres HaDibros to two. There's two ways of breaking it up. You can break it up into Dibros, or you could break it up into Pesukim. So in Shavuos, you break it up into Dibros. Why? Exactly. Now, Parshas Yisro, when you read it, you're not trying to recreate Har Sinai. So therefore, you don't have to break it up into the Dibros. What about the minhag of standing up? Why do we stand up for the recitation of Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos?
Same reason.
It's the Zecher of Maamid Har Sinai. Why is it that there's a lot of other special things that people do. Why do we have Akdamos on Shavuos? It's interesting. When it comes to every other Kriyas HaTorah of the year, do we have any special piyut that we just add to Kriyas HaTorah? No, why not? Because Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos is also about, if you look at the Akdamos, it's all about the greatness of Torah and Klai Yisrael, except because the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos is also about, it's recreating the Har Sinai experience. So therefore, there's a lot of changes that we do to this Kriyas HaTorah. The Master Vitri even brings out a special bracha that they used to recite for Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos. Right? Normally, we say Asher Bracha Ban Mikol Min HaSanah Story. So the Master Vitri is a completely different bracha they used to say in the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos before the Aliyah of Aseres HaDibros. This Kriyas HaTorah is unique, that's also recreating Maamid Har Sinai. Okay, so that being said, so then why is it that they translate it into French that the women and children would be able to understand? Well, it's for this reason. Because even the women and children read Har Sinai. Right, so therefore we want even the women and children to understand this Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos. And what's Pshat also of Shri Shal Pesach? Same exact thing. Now, why is it that we stand up for Az Yashir? Why do people stand up for Az Yashir? Because we're recreating Kriyas Yamsuf. And we translate the Kriyas HaTorah Shri Shal Pesach into French, because even the women and children went through Yamsuf. Right, so there's a lot of indications that the Kriyas HaTorah Shri Shal Pesach is also very unique. Okay. So now let's understand Pshat the Haftorah. So what's Pshat with the Haftorah that they used to translate to Haftorah Shavuos as well? Well, it's for the same. The Haftorah is in the Parshas Hayom. Right? Tosa says that the Haftorah Shavuos is about the same thing that the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos is about. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos all about? Maamid Har Sinai. What's the Haftorah? Maaseh Merkava. The Gilui. Right? So okay. So simple understandings like this. How many miracles were there at Har Sinai? Simply put, there's really two. Right, there's Kabbalah Satorah, and then there was the Gilui Shechina that occurred in Maamid Har Sinai. So what's the Haftorah of Shavuos all about? It's about the Gilui Shechina. Right, so the Haftorah of Shavuos is about the same Nes. Tosfos is the same Nes that it's the Nes Hayom is discussed in Haftorah of Shavuos. Why? Because it's both about the Nes of the Gilui Shechina that occurred. Right, so therefore, the Haftorah of Shavuos is going to be unique in that regard, that it's also about the Gilui Shechina, so therefore we're going to translate it specifically so everyone can understand it. It's talking about this great miracle. And so it's interesting. So what about the second day of Shavuos? So what do we add to the second day of Shavuos, to the Kriyas HaTorah? Let's add to Haftorah. Right, we add these six come. Do any of our Haftorahs of the rest of the year, do we add a piyut to the middle of the Haftorah? No.
What is it?
Like, what's it about? It's about Maaseh Merkava, and it's very beautiful poetry about within the context of the Haftorah. About Kabbalah Satorah and etc. So I have a question. Why is it that when it comes to Akdamos, when do we do Akdamos? Before the Kohen gets the Aliyah, or after the clone gets to Eliya. And Minog used to be after the clone gets to Eliya. Right? Sorry, the clone would get the Eliya, they'd read the first pasuk of Akdamos. Sorry, they'd read the first pasuk and then they'd say Akdamos. The Taz is very upset. The Taz said that you can't do Akdamos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah because it's a hafzik. But the Taz is willing to be a little bit more lenient about Tziv Piskam in the second day of Shavuos when it comes to Av Torah. So why is it that the Taz was machmir about Kriyas HaTorah, you can't have a hafzik? When it comes to the Av Torah, you're allowed to have a hafzik in the middle with a piyut. Did you hear my question?
Isn't Kriyas HaTorah more serious? It's like Takanas Moshe or something
like that.
I don't know.
Okay, but if you can't have a hafzik, you can't have a hafzik. What difference does it make? Okay, so let's address this question quickly, right? So when it comes to speaking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, are you allowed to speak in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah?
No.
No, why not? There's two reasons. It's a bizayon to the Kriyas HaTorah, and there's more practical reason that you're not going to actually hear the Kriyas HaTorah. When the Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Torah. What's the reason? He quotes from the Maharam Rotenberg, he quotes from Rabbi Yerucham, because you're not going to be hearing the Haftorah. There's no concept of bizayon to Haftorah, and a person talks in the middle of it. So when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's like a bizayon to Kriyas HaTorah to speak in the middle of it. So therefore, we're not going to say Akdamos in the middle. But when it comes to the Haftorah, there's no bizayon to the Haftorah for a person to speak in the middle of Haftorah. The only problem is the hefsek. So once it's not going to be hefsek once everyone's listening. It's kind of part of the theme of the Haftorah.
The hefsek is the same thing as they won't hear it. Third reason.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It seems to be a third reason. I don't know. The post can discuss all these things. It's a little unclear. Yeah.
If everyone was mekabel, the chazan is going to, the bal korif at the Torah is going to stop reading for like a minute.
Yeah.
And everyone could have a shmooze for a minute. Would that?
No, so
it would be a hefsek in the bracha.
It would be a hefsek in the bracha. Yeah, the levush. There's actually it's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. So okay, good. Yeah, so the discussion. Why is it that we called the Haftorah? Why is it that we called the Haftorah the Haftorah? So there's Abu Jaham that quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that we call it Haftorah because Kriyas HaTorah you're not allowed to talk in the middle of it. When it comes to Haftorah, you're allowed to talk in the middle of it. And it's like Milashon. You're ending the time that. You're ending the time you're not allowed to speak in the middle of the Kriya. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi John quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. So Levush quotes this Halacha. Levush quotes this Halacha. And simple understanding of the Levush is that you're actually allowed to speak in the middle of the Kriya's Haftorah. And the Levush even says it explicitly. Like, yeah, if you want, if you have like Halach Shaila in the middle of Haftorah, if you have like Shaila about the Kriya's Haftorah, you could ask in the middle of Haftorah. So Prima Gum's not so happy about it, but. Yeah, according to the Levush, it seems like you're allowed to have hefsek. No, the Levush says you can't just have like stam hefsek. You can't just start talking about the weather in the middle of the Haftorah, but you could talk about themes related to Haftorah in the middle of the Haftorah. So Prima Gadim was not so happy about that, but so it seems to be a discussion you're showing in the postgame. Okay, any other specific questions? I don't want to keep people because it's getting late.
I think that we should reinstitute translating the Kriyas HaTorah into French.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, into English.
Cool. French. Dr. French.
Yeah, the question is why don't we? Like, when that minhag stop? Like, I don't.
Chlal, no. How did the minhag stop so late?
Well, they stopped the Targum because people didn't understand it. So, but I'm saying for a few hundred years, they kept translating it into the vernacular. I don't know when that stopped. I don't think that minhag has taken off anymore. In the piyutim also, and Kriyas HaTorah is interesting also, they used to say, Mariel brings them in the middle. Does anyone know? I was looking. Shavuos, they used to say a bunch of piyutim in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Is there any of a Kriyas HaTorah they used to say piyutim in the middle of? I couldn't find any. I saw maybe a Shavuos Shal Pesach they used to say, but I couldn't find any. Replayed, but it seemed that the Kriyas HaTorah Shavuos is really it was unique because it was really like a Zephyr Maimon Har Sinai, so that like would add in all these piyutim and all this stuff in the Kriyas Torah, because it was really, it's more than just Stam Hazayir and normal Kriyas Torah. But I don't know. Not too much. What? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you.